Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about nutrition guidelines and beef sustainability in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pasture contracts for the care of wild horses. Bids must show they can accommodate at least 100 wild horses and provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses in burros while working to ensure that population levels are in balance. The bidding process is open until April 22, 2015. To learn more, please visit BLM.gov or call 866-468-7826. That's BLM.gov or 866-468-7826.
A lot of the controversy that's blown up from an advisory committee on dietary guidelines comes back to the idea that they decided, nutritionists, that sustainability should be included in consideration of your diet. According to Kim Stackhouse Lawson with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, these folks apparently decided that beef was not very sustainable. She says that's simply wrong.
So I can't speak on behalf of that committee, but what I can tell you is that, you know, the beef industry takes sustainability very seriously, and the Beef Checkoff has put in $2 million to study sustainability research. None of that research was referenced by the Dietary Guidelines Committee. There were also multiple public comments that came in from other scientists around the world. Frank Mintloner was one of them from UC Davis, who suggested that sustainability science has not caught up to understand the consequences, maybe the unintended consequences of diet change. So in other words, one of the biggest environmental impacts we deal with in the U.S. is land conversion from pasture to row crop. And when you make a dietary shift away from something like beef that can take marginal land and turn it into protein, that same marginal land is open space for wildlife habitat, the same marginal land improves biodiversity with grasslands, trees, all sorts of, you know, different plants, that same open space sequesters carbon, that same open space gives us clean water. The list goes on and on and on. We don't understand from a scientific perspective what the impact is of that change in diet. There were multiple comments that came from very well-respected scientists that suggested that dietary guidelines should not address these things in their report until the science really caught up and could provide a good foundation.
We're talking about some serious consequences if indeed you make those large-scale moves away from animal protein.
Absolutely. And the real unfortunate thing is that they'd never referenced food waste at all in the entire document. And 40% of our food is wasted. That is not just unfortunate because of all of the inputs that go into that food from an agriculture standpoint, but that food goes to landfills and actually contributes 10% of our anthropogenic or man-made greenhouse gases in our country. So it was just not a comprehensive analysis that the committee put together.
Director of Sustainability Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kim Stackhouse Lawson, talking about the controversy surrounding these dietary guideline recommendations made by this advisory council, who thought that sustainability should be a part of the equation. Clearly, they didn't do their homework, and clearly, it looks like this is an issue that a lot more study, a lot more research still needs to be done. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.